In order for one to be able to chant Hare Krishna with full consciousness and absorption, one will have to have a certain type of attitude 24 hours a day. Just like if somebody wants to be a part of Indian cricket team, one cannot say that I will only come at the time of, you know, playing match. First of all, you have to win at the college level, isn't it? And then you have to win at Pune level, then you have to win at Maharashtra level, then by the time you go to India level, you know, you'll have to practice a lot. And you can always see that those who are playing at the state level or country level, how much time and energy they give, rising early in the morning and practicing, and they are all the time talking about improving the quality of their sports game, whatever it be, whether it is football or cricket or anything like that. And such practice on one hand, on the other hand, going on improving the quality of their practice, both these things lead them to higher and higher platforms, and they come to a time and they are allowed to play for the country. Similarly, a student who is studying in a college has to be a very credible student by dint of his hard work and by bagging the first rank in the state. He becomes noticeable to the principal of the college. Then immediately the principal wants to know, who is that boy? You call him to my office. I want to meet him. I came to know that he stood university first. Then immediately becomes noticeable. Then principal calls him and meets him. He gets audience with principal. In the same way, in the path of devotional service, Prabhupada says in Ishopanishad, one should become recognized by the Lord. Prabhupada uses this word, recognized by the Lord, by one's sincere performance of devotional service. And amongst all the activities that we perform in devotional service, chanting of the holy name is primary. Krishna uses the word satatam 2 times, you will see. Satatam kirtayantomam idantas dadavrataha. In that verse, then he says, tesham satata yuktana bhajitam priti purvakam. So one should be engaged in devotional service constantly, and that engagement should be out of love, he says, priti purvakam. So regarding chanting, Prabhupada said this once when he was speaking in Toronto about the word priti purvakam, how it should be done with the attitude of loving devotion. And that loving devotion will not come if simply one takes a bead bag in the, either in the morning or in the night and just sits and completes the quota of the rounds. You just imagine the same thing in your college. For example, you are playing for the college team, cricket or any other match you are playing. You tell them that, you know, I am too busy with my studies and many other things. Only on the day of the match I will come. Exactly on the day of the match you go and play. How many of you think you are going to be accepted by the college team? What a funny idea, isn't it? They will want you to practice. And those who come for the practice, who have been around for practice, you know, for pretty long time, they are only accepted by the team, as a college team. Similarly, devotion service also, it would be a foolish proposal or idea to come in front of the Lord in the morning and take the bead bag and just chant the rounds, hoping that we will immediately draw the attention of Krishna, while during the day one does what one wants to do, or gratifies one's senses. Like one of the boys, he was found to be engaging in watching porn things and all. So when he was called and asked, he said, no, Prabhuji, that is professional life. That is outside life. And I remember when I come to temple and when I come to devotees, that is spiritual life. So they are two different things, he said. Professional life is different, spiritual life is different. If one thinks like this, one will never be able to achieve Krishna after millions of lifetimes of endeavor also. Because a devotee's spiritual life is such that a devotee is non-duplicitous. He is inside out Krishna conscious. So, just as a sportsman all day is revolving around thinking of sports, making the sports game better, how I can do this, how I can do that, is always planning. A singer similarly is avoiding ice creams. when all his friends are eating ice creams. Why? Because he wants to sing very nicely. Similarly, a devotee's consciousness should pervade the whole day with respect to improving the quality of his spiritual life. Because chanting of the holy name is not some mouth exercise. Just you sit in front of the Lord and take the bead bag and you chant Hare Krishna, you'll be able to chant wonderfully. It all depends on your attitude towards Krishna. All day, morning to night, there is always a background thought in the background of the mind, thinking about how the material world is temporary, the spiritual world is permanent, we have to return back to Krishna, how the Lord is wonderful in performing pastimes, how we are insignificant, how the Lord has come into our lives. So many thoughts, there are series of thoughts that keep on going in the mind of a devotee. Without such preparation of mind, it is not possible for us to suddenly chant the holy name with great devotion. It is not some quick endeavor. One has to actually all day prepare one's consciousness. One cannot play a double role. Like when you come in front of the Lord like a devotee wearing dhoti kurta and carrying the bead bag, and then other part of the day one is watching blue films or wandering with women, and in this way leading a life of a debauchee. Such a person cannot exhibit fervent devotion. We should always remember that. That is why these 10 offenses are said. If one avoids these 10 offenses, the 7th offense says this. One should lead the life of a devotee purely and not chant the holy names on one hand, on the other hand continue to commit sinful activities. One will never get the result. It's like lighting fire and pouring water. So, keeping this in mind, they may not be engaged in gross sinful activities, but we have to always think all day, how am I keeping my consciousness pure and how am I preparing it so that in the early morning when I come in front of the Lord, I can happily offer my mind and heart to Him. So only people who prepare like that can chant nicely. This should always be remembered. So Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds on beads and unlimited rounds off beads. He said. So that is why Prabhupada used to carry a bead bag always, wherever he went. In the plane he would be chanting Hare Krishna. Airport he would be chanting Hare Krishna. Whenever, even while walking, talking to devotees, he would chant a little bit and then talk again, he would chant. The idea is to always maintain that fire within our heart, so that in the morning when we come in front of the Lord, we will be able to chant better. And because that quality improves by keeping one's day like that. Harinam Prabhu ki.